Welcome back. Jonathan Rauch is with us here on The Paula Gordon Show. In addition to gay marriage, you have also written about other things, particularly political things, including things like government's end, why Washington stopped working. I am interested to know just sort of the short course of all of these things that you have written about over many years. What brings you at this moment in your journalistic life to be so targeted on gay marriage?
Well, I'll tell you a little secret, Paula. I've been writing and thinking about marriage since well before I was writing and thinking about gay marriage. I come at this as someone who in the 80s was writing on social policy and economics in Washington and coming to learn, as was not well known back then, that a lot of our crime problems and family problems in America, I'm sorry, a lot of our crime and poverty problems in America are really marriage problems and family problems in disguise. The biggest single factor has been the breakdown of marriage, particularly in minority communities, the absence of fathers, and the family crisis that's ensued, particularly for children. So having done that for years and become sold on the importance of marriage and family, it was only natural in the 90s to say, well, gay marriage is part and parcel of the same ethic, that building stronger families builds stronger communities. What's so hard to get about that? Here's an opportunity to strengthen those values in America, which is why I think it's the trifecta of social policy, gay marriage. It's a win-win-win, good for gays and for straights and for marriage.
And I'm sitting here thinking about Randall Kennedy, who's written about
interracial intimacies is what he calls his big book about.
For a long time, marriage between different so-called races was illegal, and we seem to have more or less come to accept that, though part of the reason he's writing the book is it's a challenge. But a lot of his concern is about adoption, and I think of Marianne Mason, who's written about adoption. And one of the benefits of this discussion, it seems to me, is the opportunity to re-examine and perhaps revivify that institution that you started out thinking about and writing about, and it's, you know, how it should work, how it can work, and what we can do as a community, a political community, but also an inhabited community, to strengthen those institutions that, as you point out, have real value and are very important to a well-functioning political entity, community.
People often say to me, Bill, well, civil unions, if they're just like marriage, except we don't call them marriage and they're only for gay people, and so straight people can't do them instead of marriage, isn't that all right? And I say, well, I guess as a second choice, a distant second choice, that might be passable, but here's the problem with that. It walks away from a golden opportunity to send the most powerful signal that this country could possibly send of recommitment to the value of marriage as the gold standard for committed relationships. And really, we shouldn't walk away from that opportunity when we finally get one after 30 years of soaring divorce rates and 1 in 3 American children now born out of wedlock and Britney Spears getting married for 54 hours. Here is at last a chance to strike a big step in the other direction.
As you're talking about the family element, expanding on that a little bit, if we were to begin to, you really forced me to think about marriage in ways that I just don't usually, as you say, it's that fish and water phenomenon. But if we were, I think there is also a danger to say, yeah, it's the gold standard, and are we forcing something? I mean, it's worth at least exploring. Are we forcing something whose time has passed?
That's something, you know, I heard a good bit of in Canada where I was yesterday. I was on a TV show being interviewed by a interviewer maybe 31, 32. In Canada, you get all the rights of marriage just by cohabiting for 3 years. It's the same, legally. And his view, a common one in his generation in Canada, is who needs marriage anyway? Why marriage? Why even bother? And what I say to that is, beyond all the reasons that marriage is special and irreplaceable, at least in America, we should prefer it. We shouldn't force anybody to get married, and we certainly shouldn't spit on people who, for whatever reason, don't get married or can't get married. But here's the thing. We prefer marriage because people who get married make a special bargain with their community. They undertake special obligations. If you're married, you've got to be there for Bill. If somebody asks you at your workplace, how's Bill? How's your husband? You can't say, I don't know. How should I know?
You can't, but...
That would not be looked upon well. What you do when you get married is stand before your community and say, I undertake this special burden for life. And people who do that need some special tools and rewards to make that commitment. So we're not discriminating in favor of a class of people. We're helping, we're making a reciprocal bargain between couples and their communities, which is a special kind of bargain.
I find myself thinking of quantum mechanics listening to you.
Uh-oh. Only Bill would think of quantum mechanics
for,
in this
for
context.
Reasons I will try to make clear. Quantum mechanics partly deals with different energy states, and what you, the way you describe the Canadians, and the way you describe the alternative, is a continuum. And what you're describing with marriage is an energy state that is dramatically different, and is in fact distinguishable from everything else. And your argument is that continuum can lead to lots of problems, social problems, for which there is some evidence that the absence of marriage, I am now tangled up in my sentence.
There goes your metaphor.
But that it'll be bad. And those quantum states, single married, have that energy state.
That's right.
Does things in the environment that would not be done otherwise.
That's right. Marriage does not just ratify an existing relationship. It fortifies the relationship. It changes and deepens the relationship by bringing the couple into a whole new status in society and a whole new stage of life. That's why Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City couldn't bring herself to get married. It wasn't that she'd have to move in with the guy. She was already living with him. It's that this tells the world it's a whole new stage of life, a new kind of being in adulthood. And providing that mystique and that power about marriage is a lot of how it helps bind couples together. And that, when you make it just one of a lot of alternatives, you risk losing that.
That change, you have a wonderful line that marriage is the only thing that makes strangers into kin. That kind of power, you just wouldn't think of as simply an institution within a society. But you maintain with great strength that it is that kind of unique within civilization.
It doesn't always work. And this is not to romanticize it and idealize it and say if you get married, all your problems are solved and divorce will never happen. But it sure is the only thing we know of that reliably works remotely as well as it does to create family.
Those kinship ties, and you know, I too was struck by that. That's how it happens. There's this magical, mystical portal you go through, and there's...
One side you is, and one side you ain't.
A kinship relation established. And a lot of the world's troubles come from kinship relationships.
Yeah.
We shouldn't oversell that. But you go to a place that I find interesting, and it's perfectly consistent, that all the benefits that we talk about that include insurance and all the other things that go with it, you're willing to say that with gays being allowed to marry, that it makes sense for the culture to say these benefits go with marriage, period, because it's fair. Is that a reasonable representation of what?
Yes. Rule number one for marriage. Rausch's rule for marriage. Everybody listening here? If you want the benefits of marriage, you have to get married.
Sounds a lot like my mother a long time ago, and there's a reason for that.
There is a reason for that. You need that clear line so that everybody has a good sense of who has made that special promise, who has stepped up to the plate, and who therefore gets the special status and the special privileges and, of course, the special burdens and obligations that go with that.
Doesn't that make your sale somehow harder?
You know, I guess it doesn't so far. Does it ring wrong to you? Does it make you more scared or intimidated by marriage?
No, I was thinking really about trying to make this hard argument, and then you add on to that you're also going to tell people if they don't get married, they can't have the benefits, and there are a lot of people.
That's the quantum state.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you've got that clear distinction, which I think sometimes can be very helpful, and I think that's what you're arguing for.
I also want to hearken back. You talk in a way that I just hadn't thought before about 700 years of a dark ages for homosexuals.
Some people would say 1700 for that matter.
A long time. And this as a coming out party, if you will, no pun intended, I find remarkable.
It is such a privilege to be alive at this moment, Paula. I remember so vividly, September 1995, not even 10 years ago, a conversation where my father told me, he advised me not to write about gay marriage. Not because of his position on the issue, but because I would marginalize myself as a writer if I even wrote about such a wacko idea. It was never going to happen. It was never even going to be taken seriously. And here is the American public deeply engaged with gay marriage, with homosexual couples, and with marriage itself in a way we haven't seen before after 700 or 1700 years of sweeping homosexuality under the carpet. And it's a fantastic moment to be here. It's a historic moment.
And in this historic moment, we're delighted to have Jonathan Rauch with us. We'll be back in a moment for a few more minutes of The Paula Gordon Show.